Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. What are you doing over there? You're still giggling at my dream?
I am. I feel like Taylor Swift visited you.
She did.
I think.
Somehow we connected.
Yeah, and I feel like because she is such a high vibration person, she actually visited you in a dream.
I see what you're doing
there. This was real.
I could smell her. You know? I can still feel her hair, you know?
Your exchange was on a higher plane that we can't see, right?
Again, I'm sorry to my wife.
I saw this post yesterday that reminded me of this. It says, platonic love is an energetic exchange that transcends casual friendships. Yeah, to cultivate richer, more resonant connections, we can consciously elevate our own energy and presence.
What?
Being fully present allows the subtle currents of attention and intention to flow between people, while deep, non-judgmental listening creates space for authentic expression. This is what it reminded me of you. And then expressing gratitude and appreciation amplifies the vibrational frequency of the relationship. Have I lost you now? Are we done?
I so checked out. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. That's great.
You're on a higher level, homie. There we go.
Listen, all I know is I woke up and I thought Travis Kelce was going to strangle me. That's all I know. But that's some nice...
Yeah.
Fluffy foo-foo stuff you just read. That's beautiful stuff.
Transcends time.
You should post that on your Facebook immediately. All right, let's dive into the stuff that is actually trending besides my love life and my dreams. So this Nutella jar is just making so many rounds on the socials because it experienced a milestone on Monday when it floated through NASA's Orion capsule. As the four astronauts reached the farthest distance that humans have ever made it out into space. And there's this video where they're there floating in the capsule all excited. And then out pops a jar of Nutella.
Yeah.
And goes floating by. And that moment went viral on social media like cray cray. They say the viewers are noting that Nutella has traveled farther into space than anyone currently on Earth.
That's funny.
It's the ultimate space ad. And Nutella responded on socials by saying, "We are honored to have traveled farther than any spread in history." That's pretty good.
That's huge.
What great marketing for Nutella.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Which is disgusting.
No, you're crazy.
Nutella is foul and gross.
You're insane.
It surprises me that they brought that up there because that is consistently on the list of some of the worst foods that you can eat.
Oh, yeah. It's bad for you, but
really
it is
bad.
Tasty.
Why did they bring that up there?
Because it's portable. Again, it's shelf stable. I see exactly why they brought it up there.
I guess.
A nice little sweet treat.
A little treat.
Yeah.
You guys were really good. You made it to the moon.
You made it to space.
Crack up some Nutella and get you some of that hazelnut spread. Yeah, but just for funsies, go read the ingredients on a jar of Nutella. Just saying.
Get your day going.
Yeah, it's a good read. The Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, had to go underwent $15 million worth of editing and reshoots to remove all reference to the whole molestation scandal.
What?
Which was, that's a huge part
of him
and his history, right?
So they're taking that out of it?
Yeah, so it turns out that Michael's settlement with the alleged victim, Jordan, the kid, included a clause that barred any depiction or mention of Jordan in a movie, and I guess they didn't know that. So now they had to spend $15 million to go back and reshoot all sorts of stuff.
Oh.
You think you would have looked into that before you shot a movie.
Exactly. Well, and this biopic is just having to get over hurdle after hurdle. I mean, between the stuff going on with the family not wanting it.
Apparently
Janet's
not even in it.
Exactly. And there was a huge fight between the family members because of that.
They reached out to Janet for comment, and she was like, "I can't believe it. This is just the worst thing ever. I tell you what right now.
Make me want to scream." That's funny.
That was Janet Jackson. Thank you very much.
She was mad.
I'm mad as hell. Tell you what, I'm not even going to go see this movie. I lived it, man. I lived it.
She did. You did, Janet.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell him. Tell him, Janet. Get in their kitchen. Well, calm down, Janet. Calm down. Don't bust a scene. Okay?
What the heck was that?
That's the best Janet Jackson impression you're ever going to hear.
So good.
Thank you very much, everybody. You know what? With that, I'm just going to pass it on.
Okay. On to sports.
Yeah, we
got nothing left.
That was a good one. That was a good impression.
So good.
All right, it is the NFL offseason, and there's not much going on except down in Tampa Bay. They had the linemen down there, and they took on an unusual contest where they went against Joey Chestnut in a cake-eating competition and were absolutely dominated.
I think we gave him a run for his money.
Absolutely.
But he's a heck of an athlete, man. He's the greatest of all time for a reason. They call Joey the Jaws Chestnut for no reason.
You're right.
And we saw that firsthand today.
That was impressive.
Legend.
They
that
absolutely
guy's a legend.
They just got destroyed by him. It was four offensive linemen versus Joey Chestnut in a cake eating competition. And in 4 minutes, Joey Chestnut ate almost almost ate 20 pounds of cake.
Oh, gross.
You gained 20 pounds in 5 minutes?
Ten and a half pieces of cake to the 9.5 pieces from the linebacker. So it was close.
Yeah.
I mean, the competition was close.
Yeah, but four guys versus one man.
I know, that's...
Man, 20 pounds of cake in 5 minutes, huh?
Ugh.
Oh, absolutely
I can't
insane.
Even do that. No, I know. I know you're looking at me like
Katie's
that's an easy
like, I would never.
I wouldn't. That's...
I've been on this chocolate cake kick. Every night after dinner, I tell my wife, I'm like, do we have any chocolate cake anywhere?
Really?
Like it's going to magically appear or something. She's like, oh, yes, as a matter of fact, we have chocolate cake in the basement.
Start calling you Bruce from Matilda like that?
Right.
You can do it, Brucey.
I have been I don't know if it's I'm pregnant or what, but man, chocolate cake.
I mean,
or my period. I could be.
It
period.
Could be either one, exactly. Or you just like chocolate cake.
You know what pisses me off is Choclo. Costco discontinued their chocolate cake.
Oh,
that
I
big
heard.
Mama Jamma.
It's like your favorite.
Yeah.
God, that was a good chocolate cake.
People are mad about that one.
Anyway,
you
go
included.
Ahead. What you got?
Okay. Well, people talking about that Central Platte Valley gondola again.
Oh boy, that's all I hear about.
It's the proposed as part of the downtown transit network. So they're going to try and make it easier for people to get in and out of downtown to the central city neighborhoods. So they're going to take it. It goes across I-25, the South Platte River, and the railroad tracks, and it would just reduce the time to walk between Lower Highland and Union Station to just 3 minutes. So folks are excited about this, but then there are folks who are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. So we don't know if it's going to get built or not. It's just a proposed project. The city is trying to get people on board with it. How would you guys feel about a gondola flying over downtown Denver to get people in and out of the city?
Yeah, I'm for it. Let's do it.
Are you?
Sounds fun.
Are you down for it?
Yeah. I saw some proposed images and stuff of this, and it looks actually pretty darn neat.
It does look really
neat. It looks really neat.
I mean,
very unique.
The way they were talking about it when they initially told us about the plans, we were like, what? Like, this is a mountain thing. This is what you do in the mountains. This is not a city thing. But you're right. Now that they've got the sketches and you can look at it, it
like, how neat is that? You're going up past the buildings and everything. And,
it looks super neat.
Let's
do it. Yeah, a lot of people are
starting. How much is it
going to
be? Do we know?
I think it's, what is it?
Like, to ride per ticket.
Oh, I think it's free. I think it's the free gondola. Yeah, it's a free gondola. And I believe it fits 6 people in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a pretty
big
deal.
Sounds like a place
deal.
To urinate after a night of drinking in downtown.
And again, I think a lot of people are trying to, you know, say that that's a reason we don't want it.
Yeah.
But more people will ride it than urinate in it, I think is what
hopefully.
They're trying to
I don't know, like
hopefully.
At 2 in the morning,
you know what I mean?
You get,
well, it's
you know, going
to be policed, though. It's not just any, you have to, like, go through
there's
a
gonna be
checking
an officer.
Process. I think, like,
they're
going
to squeeze your bladder before you get
well,
on?
No, but you can't, there's going to be somebody manning the gondolas. It's not going
not
to be
inside
just
it,
like,
though.
Well, but outside, watching people get on, they're not just going to
Yeah, but they don't know if you're going to get on there and urinate.
Well, I know, but they can tell when you get off, I'm sure, if they go in and look in there and see.
Hey, who urinated?
Listen, if you're having a problem urinating on the gondola, I'm sure you'll be put on a list. Do not allow these people to ride the gondola.
I think it's up there with the light rail where you can urinate and do all sorts of stuff on the light rail and you just get off at the next stop.
Well, I don't know. I think, again, they're trying to police the light rail a lot more, too.
I love you because you are a glass half full kind
I'm
of person.
Trying.
You're like, nobody's going to urinate
no,
on there.
No, they know better.
Like, there's going to be no needles. There's going to be no no making out.
Yeah.
No public indecency or nudity on the gondola.
None of that.
And I'm like, first thing I do when I get on there is to take my pants off.
What? So you're going to pee on the gondola?
You never know what the night will bring.
No.
I don't get out a lot, Katie.
This is why we can't have nice
things,
Jeremy.
So if I get out, if we got a sitter for the night, I'm going to tear it up.
It's because of you.
I'm going to make that night last.
Well, you might have to ride it to go downtown to the Paramount because that's where they're going to film an upcoming Netflix special. So Tom Pappas, he is going to be in at the Paramount in October to tape some
name.
Netflix. Yeah, are you a fan?
Nope.
I wasn't. Okay.
Big name, though.
It is a really big name. So it's Tom's Grateful Bread Tour. And I do love it because he seems to talk a whole lot about food.
My whole day today was spent trying not to eat nachos. That was my whole day. They're bad for me. I shouldn't eat them. And I can't stop. And I ate them again. I ate them again. Gas station nachos today. Oh, back off. Your fancy Cleveland farm-to-table nacho attitude.
Farm to table nachos. Yeah. Silly.
I'd rather urinate on a gondola than go to
that. Two shows are scheduled for the Paramount Theater Saturday, October 24th. So they're going to have one at 6:30 and one at 9. But yeah, dress up all kinds of fancy because you might be on Netflix. That's fun. They're going to film a Netflix special right here in Denver.
Yeah, I like
exciting.
That.
Exciting. Okay, and then one more. Do you want ICP or the top program at CSU?
Oh, CSU for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so CSU has the top occupational therapy program in the country.
Yay.
You're looking at being an occupational therapist. It is growing. And again, CSU is the top of the tops. In 2024, it was number 7 in the country. And then last year, it jumped to number 3. And then this year, we did it! Number 1
dun,
in the whole
da, da,
country
da.
For occupational therapy. And, you know, go Rammies.
Go Rammies.
Josh is an alum from
CSU. Let's go. How about
that? Yeah,
love
another
it.
Good look for our state. And another good reason to keep those kids in state when it comes to school. And the tuition. There you go. There's your Mount High Hype.
That's it.
You want one more?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine.
I don't. You did good today. You did real good.
Thank you.